Okay, this is a podcast that I am going to do and talk about a few apps. I am Sean Hasbury, your eye guide, so to speak, on accessibility and things that are always good to have in your eye device, such as the Podcasts app, which is built into the iPhone, iPad, and all that good iStuff software now. iBooks, the Health app, Money Reader, Radium, and a few other apps. But let's just go one at a time. For the people that are on the Mac and who are owners of iDevices, the podcast app is good for subscribing to podcast streams. And it's very, very accessible. I actually can't live without it. I mean, it's a little difficult sending other people podcasts that I listen to say, hey, check this out. Like the TED Radio Hour, or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which are both NPR podcasts. One of my favorites also from there is Snap Judgment and Ask Me Another. It's fairly easily subscribable when it comes down to searching for podcasts, and even deleting or saving your favorites on the go when you're not around a Wi-Fi connection, and say if you want to pick up on it later. And all these apps that I'll mention, of course, can be sunk with, I know, bit of a little grammar freak there. Anyway, with your other devices, so you can pick up on them from wherever you are. The same thing with iBooks. You can download your favorite books, if they're, a majority of them are free. One of my favorites at the moment that I'm reading is The Grim Diaries Prequels. I have a few other favorites, but I don't want to muddle this podcast with a whole bunch of things that, suggestion-wise, I like. Surprisingly enough, in iOS 8, the Health podcast, there's a podcast for that too, I'm sorry, but the Health app is very accessible. If you want to configure safety for yourself and your phone, and say if you get hurt, instead of having a medic alert bracelet, you can have the icon right there on your lock screen, so the emergency individuals can look up and see if you're allergic to something, what's your blood type, and apps that you use, like the Nike app, wink, wink, and a seven-minute workout can also add extra things to said app. Radium is one of the apps that I really love as far as listening to music at night. You can select from different streams all over the world. And some of the streams are exclusive to Radium. And, Deal News is another one. As far as looking out for the more frugal iShoppers, it covers all kinds of deals. Free movie tickets. I have the Rouse app, which is a store in California where I do my shopping. The other day, I found a digital coupon where you can just type in digital. And as far as you have an account, having an account through the Ralph's app, which is through Kroger, so it would work with them too. it gave me 20, excuse me. It gave me $25 off my next grocery purchase. So say if I bought something that was $50, hey, I get half off in groceries. I think that's a hell of a deal. Let's see. As far as anybody who uses fax machines, no, I'm not going to talk about a device that connects through the iMachine Bluetooth for fax. I'm going to talk about an app that's accessible and you get a free fax number and receive your faxes through PDFs, which you can open through iBooks. Hey, hey. It's called FaxBurner, and it's pretty much straightforward. You get your faxes through your email, and they come through as attachments, which I think is really, really cool. It's definitely saved my butt for people who still use fax machines a lot of times. Now, let's jump from one visual, as far as faxes, to Audible, to another. I know there's not been a lot of apps that have been free lately that can identify things, but I found one just yesterday called Goggles. It will, in a synthesized voice, identify what you're looking at, particularly if it's a can of something or an advertisement. It even does video mode, where if it's watching something, it'll tell you what it is. Like, I was just trying it out the other day, and I hate car commercials. Being totally blind, of course, you hate car commercials. Well, I do. But I tried it, and it identified the actual car series, and if I wanted to buy the car just for a lark, I could. I was surprised. It impressed me. For a free app that delivers a synthesized voice and you don't have to wait for a person on the other line or pay for it, you know, it's just instant. And I like that. And of course, I'm going to go into the pay part now. At least paying bills. Nice lead in there, Sean. there's an app called Prism, where you can actually put your bills in, type them in. It does need a little bit of voiceover support, but if you're really good at voiceover, it can basically save your neck if you can't run to the Verizon store or AT&T and you're 40 miles away from town. You can put in your credit card, put in your billing information for whatever services. It even does student loans, which is impressive and frightening. So, yeah, that app does need a little work, but it helps to know that you can pay your bills for free without leaving your phone. And if you did want to go out and pay your bills, of course, you'd need to know where you're going and all that good stuff. Thank goodness for the integrated maps app. But some of us have to pay for 411 service on our phone. But no, not anymore. There is an app called 411 Portal, and I know I'm kind of going fast, but it's a lot of apps. And you should, as a blind person, these are things that I use, say, on at least monthly, if not weekly basis. It's called 411 Portal. It now has the ability to search for things around you in your area or your city. It can do the general reverse lookup, all the things that 411 does, and more. So check that one out, too. And as far as some blind people who watch television, there's an app called TV Listings, where you can put in your zip code, select your provider, and voila, you have the whole TV schedule at your beck and call. Tells you the channel. You can search for series and add them to your watch list, and it lets you know when a show is going to come on fairly soon. You can even set reminders, and also my favorite part for movies and TV shows. So show the synopsis, if it's a TV show, the season and the episode, and what channels, if not one channel, then more than one channel, it can come on. Of course, I'm using Audioboom, so that's another accessible app. And yes, I did do a little podcast on some people since